back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, first of all, I couldn't agree with what Wisco Paul said earlier. That's scary stuff. But this purging of voter rolls of people that haven't voted in the last couple cycles, I find that kind of strange, don't you? Because isn't that what gave these people the Orange Messiah in the first place? People that he lured out from under whatever rock they were, stone they were living under? Is that not part of their base, for crying out loud? Seriously.
You know, you're raising a good point. Let me give you the factual background, which you know, of course. They just threw 200,000 people off the rolls in Wisconsin. Yeah. 30,000 of them are people they had evidence they'd moved. Now, think about it. You know, you're a student or whatever, you move, and somehow some people do notify them. You know, I don't think I ever did. You know, when I finished law school, you know, I moved to Chicago for a year to be a law clerk to the Honorable Thomas Fairchild, the chief judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, the former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, very fine man. And I didn't notify anybody. You don't have to. Nobody does. But 30,000 people they knew had moved. 170,000, they simply hadn't voted in 4 years. I think 4 years is a little light. I think it should be at least 6 years. And I think they figure at some point if somebody doesn't vote in 6 years, but in this case 4 years, they send them a postcard.
Well,
you know, they send them a postcard.
Too.
But yeah. Your point is that a lot of these casual voters were Trump voters, and maybe that's right. Maybe it'll hit some of his. What do you think, Dick?
Oh, I certainly think so. And you can understand their fear also. I mean, have they not lost the 6 of the last 7 presidential races when it comes to popular vote? No wonder they're, going out of their mind trying to figure out a way to suppress the vote.
Right. I don't think that they should throw 30,000 voted. That's fine. And then and that's probably because they got a postcard and they said, I moved. But 170,000 just don't respond. I don't care if they voted in 4 years or not. They don't have to vote. You know, you don't want it to go on forever. I think it should be more like 6 years. And I got news for everybody out there. If you get a postcard with a phone number, drop a dime, make a call. Tell them you're still there. And then they won't drop you. But you're right. I don't like it. But the funny little tale on this, Dick, is that a lot of the voters, like over in Trempealeau County in the western part of the state, a significant number of them had never voted before when they voted for Trump in 2016. If Trump's not on the ballot, they may not vote. Ironically, they may be throwing Republican voters off and not knowing it. Dick, thanks for calling in. Very good stuff. I got to share this. One of my least favorite members of the Senate, and there are a lot of them, are Joni Ernst, this one from Iowa. Joni Ernst is bad news. Joni Ernst, at first, if you look at her, seems like an attractive woman. You look at her eyes, and they're like a pair of Mach 2 missiles coming at you right up your nose. I mean, she is bad, bad news. She put in an amendment to the infrastructure bill, and an amendment to the infrastructure bill that, quote, would bar any road money or airport money or any bridge money to any state whose governor has harassed women, i.e. New York, because of Mario Cuomo, or Andy Cuomo, I should say. Mario was his father, great guy, and Andy Cuomo. Andy Cuomo right now is being accused of that. And it just goes, who's even accused of it? And she chuckles malevolently. That ain't happening. You know, Chuck Schumer is from New York. That ain't happening. Nobody voted for it, not even the Republicans. But here's what you should ask Joni Ernst if you see her. Okay, how about a state where the governor is a waitress spanker? Governor sees a waitress that catches his fancy. He grabs her, throws her over his knee, lifts her skirt, and spanks her. How about that? That's Missouri, by the way. That's Eric Greitens who did that. And they caught him. And then they threw him out of the governorship. And now he's running for the Senate. And he's the front runner, believe it or not. I'm not kidding. Front runner. So how about that, Joni? How about waitress spankers? Should there be roads repaired in Missouri? How about presidents who rape people, like Jean Carroll? In the dressing room of Bergdorf Goodman, she's alleged, Donald Trump forced himself on her. He said she's a liar, a slut, and a whore, and she has sued him for libel. And that's pending. Judge refused to dismiss it. 23 women said he assaulted them. One of them said she was on an airplane. He's sitting next to her, a complete stranger, by the way. And he reaches over the armrest and puts his hand up her skirt, right there on the airplane. He wasn't arrested. How about that? She goes, oh, no, I like Trump. No, I'm for Trump, 2024. Joni Ernst is a hypocrite. She's bad news, bad news. She does not think that the road repairs should be denied to the state of the waitress banker, Eric Greitens, which is Missouri, or that anything should happen to a president whom she's supporting in 2024, who did everything Trump is alleged to have done. But the stuff, the crude statements and so on, and the disputed touching in one case of the state trooper, a female state trooper, that should deny road money to New York. She's basically a clown. And unfortunately, she got elected last time. I don't know that how that happened. I mean, Iowa has been very disappointing. Very, open your eyes. I mean, if you want a Republican and you want a conservative, you can find somebody other than Ernst. You can find somebody other than Ernst. Very bad news. Very, very bad news. Okay, we're going to go on. We're going to go on from Iowa. There's nothing halfway about the Iowa greeting if they greet you, which they may not do at all. Remember that? Well, let me tell you something else. It's happened down in Florida. There's a journalist named Grant Stern, and he was at a press conference that Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, is giving. It's time for questions. He goes, yeah. And Grant Stern says, why did you oppose the January 6th commission? And you know what happened? Four police officers dragged him out. What is this, Belarus? What is this, Belarus? Pakistan? What is this? Guy gets up at a press conference. Question that Kevin McCarthy doesn't want. Why did you oppose the January 6th commission? Four cops, drag him out. You know, this is America, Jack. This is not Belarus. This is not Afghanistan where they shoot journalists. Taliban just murdered the head of the communications office, the press office of the Afghan government, went and murdered him. They're murdering people over there. Dangerous place to be a journalist. One of the other most dangerous places, Mexico. Cartel kills journalists. Nobody does anything down there because the government's crooked, part of the parliament's crooked, and there are honest people in the Navy and elsewhere, and they get shot too. Have to do something about that. But Kevin McCarthy gets a question he doesn't like, and he nods at the cops, and out the guy goes. That is wrong. That is just flat out wrong. This is America, and that should not have happened. You know, the degeneration of the Republican Party is being noted by even mainstream figures in the Republican Party. Liz Cheney just said the other day that Dick Cheney, her father, former vice president, is, quote, deeply troubled about the state of the Republican Party and where the country is. Now, I have no use for Dick Cheney. Let me tell you something. He's the one that ginned up the fake basis for the attack on Iraq that screwed up our foreign policy in the Middle East for a long time. But if even Dick Cheney says that the Republican Party is deeply troubled, there's something wrong with that party because I'm deeply troubled by him. Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.